弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the blessings of God be abide with you always.
感谢主耶稣啊，能够来这边跟大家一起学习啊，跟大家一起长进。
I thank Lord Jesus that I have the opportunity to learn with you, with everyone here, and also to grow with everyone here.
我想南加州小队最不熟的教会可能就是卡诺加教会。
I believe that in Southern California, the church I am least, at least know is Canoga Park Church.
因为好像大家离其他的教会比较远一点呢、哦。
Because it seems like our church is a little farther from every other church.
所以一般的教会都集中在。那是什么地方 ？Orange County 那个地方嘛，哈。
It seems like most of the churches are located in Orange County.
感谢主，我们主耶稣祝福在这边建立神的家。
But thank God that with the Lord's blessing, we can establish His house.
愿主耶稣继续带领大家。
May Lord Jesus Christ continue to guide everyone.
不晓得要吃早餐没有
？I don't know if everyone has eaten breakfast.
我的长辈跟我讲，早餐最重要。
Someone has said breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
所以除了会进食祷告可能也是鼓励大家来吃早餐。
So besides from fasting and praying, I encourage everyone to eat breakfast.
因为耶稣也说呢，来吃早餐。
Because Lord Jesus has once said, "Come and have breakfast."
我们来看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
约翰福音的二十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
十二节。
Verse 12.
约翰福音二十一章十二节。
John chapter 21, verse 12.
二十一章十二节。
21 verse 12。
耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道他是主。
Verse 12. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord.
耶稣基督这边。很关怀门徒说来吃早餐。
Here, Lord Jesus Christ cared for the disciples and said, "Come and have breakfast."
今天想用这个做题目呢，来谈一谈门徒他们早吃的。
And here I'd like to use this topic to speak of the food the disciples sought after.
再谈一谈耶稣关怀他们的生活。
And how Lord Jesus cared for their lives.
问他们说你们有吃的没有？
And he asked them, have you eaten yet?
最后耶稣甚至招呼他们来吃早餐。
And later on, Lord Jesus asked them to come and have breakfast.
我们现在谈第一点，他们在找吃的。
Let's say the first point where they were searching for food.
我们看二十一章的第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 3.
二十一章第三节。
Chapter 21, verse 3.
请你念。
Verse 3, "I am going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into a boat, but at night they caught nothing.
其实这个之前呢，主耶稣已经跟他们显现过两次了。
And here Lord Jesus has already appeared to them twice.
我常常很好奇，主耶稣跟他们显现两次了，你怎么还跑回去打鱼啊？
And I am very curious to think that if Lord Jesus has already appeared to them twice, how come they go back to fishing?
怎么会重操旧业呢？
How could they go back to their old lives?
我想一想，大概他们没有饭吃。
And I thought a little more and thought that they did not have any food to eat.
因为管钱袋子的犹大已经不见了。
Because the treasurer Judas has disappeared.
那个耶稣基督呢，在世的时候，有些户人支持耶稣基督跟他门徒的生活了。
And while Lord Jesus was on earth, people encouraged supported his
needs,
his needs.
那现在耶稣基督也升天也复活了。
But now Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected.
那很多人都四散了。
And the people have dispersed.
可能彼得的太太跟彼得讲说：“嘿 ，Honey 啊，明天早上没有东西吃呢。”
Perhaps Peter's wife said to Peter, "Honey, we do not have any more food."
所以彼得他就决定要去捕鱼了。这是我的想象了哦。
And I believe that might be why.Peter went back to fishing.
因为你看利未人在尼西米记，利未人回去耕田呐。为什么回去耕田呢？因为没有人奉献十分之一嘛。
And we see that the tribe of Levi, they went back to working the field because no one gave tithe.
所以彼得就说我要去打鱼。
And maybe that is why Peter said he will go back to fish.
几个门徒听到就说我们一起去。
And the other disciples said, "Let us go with you."
那圣经上英文圣经上讲说 ，immediately they went on board， 就是马上，大概是不晓得饿几餐了，马上就跑到船上去了啊，去打鱼了。
It says that they immediately went on board with Peter。
他们都是啊，很多彼得是有经验的渔夫啊。
And Peter is an experienced fisherman。
请问打鱼大概什么时间捕鱼捕最多？他不晓得有没有打鱼专家哈。
And I don't know if there are any fishermen among us, but at what time do will you catch the most fish？
小弟以前喜欢钓鱼啊。
And I used to like fishing a lot.
如果你到那个 Chapel 去钓海鱼哈，你一定要早上五点多就要起床，要很早就出去。
And where I'm from, if you want to catch fish, you have to wake up very early in the morning.
这样看起来晚上或者是清晨哦，应该是打鱼最好的时间呢。
Because during the twilight is the best time to catch fish.
他们最有经验，他们很有打鱼的经验。
And the fishermen had great experience.
啊，他们付上最好的努力，整月打鱼。
And they put in a lot of effort to catch fish.
他们也在最好的时间捕鱼。
And they were catching fish at the best time.
但是呢，整个晚上都打不到鱼啊。
But that entire night they caught nothing.
这样看起来呢，我们的经验、我们的努力、我们所花的时间，并不等于我们可以成功啊。
So it seems that our effort, our experience, and the time that we spent did not necessarily do not necessarily mean success.
所以耶稣基督说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
And that's why Lord Jesus said that is not, not with might, not with
power
or might.
是依照我的灵，你才有办法做事情啊。
But rather with my spirit, we are able to succeed.
所以在箴言跟我们讲说呢，我们要一心专心仰赖天上的神。
And that's why we have to turn toward the God in heaven.
要不可以依靠自己的聪明。
Let us not rely on our own,
understanding.
Or not understanding.
在我们所行的事上都要认定他。
And on all things we have to
acknowledge
him.
他一定要指引我们的路的。
And he will direct our steps.
耶稣又在约翰福音十五章这样告诉我们。
And Lord Jesus said in John chapter 15.
我是真葡萄树。
And he said that I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
你要藏在我里面。
And you have to be in me.
啊，我也会在你们里面呢。
And he will be in us.
你在我里面就会多结果子。
And if you are in me, you will bear fruit.
你离开我，你什么事情都没办法做。
If we stray away from him, there is nothing we can do.
真的，当我们离开神哦，重操旧业，做自己的的东西哦，背向着神呢，真的，我们没有神的机会呢，我们什么都没办法做。
And truly, if when we leave God and we leave everything of God, there is nothing that we cannot succeed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是也在找吃的？
And Lord Jesus, and brothers and sisters, are we also looking for food today?
我们是不是也觉得找一份工作没有那么容易？
And do we find that it's not easy to find a job?
但是真的，我们要求神赐给我们好机会啊。
But we have to ask God to give us opportunity.
因为努力、血汗。我们的经验不代表成功。
Because effort and our sweat and our experience do not guarantee success.
小弟在1985年到路易斯安那州留学。
And in 1985, I went to Louisiana to study.
一年没有聚会。
And the entire year, I did not attend service.
心中非常的虚空。
And I felt very empty in my heart.
我很努力的求学。
And I strive to do well in school.
但是呢，实在是因为心情如果不好，读书效率也不是很好，所以那次功课实在是很糟糕。
But because I did not, I was not feeling well. It was very hard for me to study.
后来呢，我决定搬到纽约，那里有教会。
And later on, I decided to move to New York because there was a church there.
我就发觉到这个两个地方呢，神给我的机会差很多。
I found out that between these places, the opportunity that God has given me is very different.
在纽约，我就看到神一直加添给我一些我所需要的东西。
And in New York, God always gave me the things that I needed.
我觉得在美国生活哈，食衣住行哈，食跟衣大概都没有太花钱。食衣住行娱乐嘛，吃的了哈，住的哎，食衣吃的跟穿的大概不用太花太多钱了。
And,
对我来讲哈。
And for me to live in the United States, to eat and to have clothes, do not require much, a lot of money.
因为我在路易斯安那州，那时候鸡蛋跟牛奶都很便宜啊。
Because when I was in Louisiana, milk and eggs were very cheap.
那衣服呢？我一辈子的衣服很少自己买，都是有就穿，没有就算了。
And on the clothes on my back, I very rarely spent a lot of money on clothes. If I had clothes, I would wear it.
那住呢是最贵的。
And living is, to have a place to live is the most expensive.
行也是最贵, transportation.
And transportation is also very expensive.
到纽约我就会觉得住, 住房子住到最后不用付房租啊。
And in New York, but in New York, I found out that to live in a place, eventually I didn't have to pay rent.
我第一辆车子一块钱买的。
And my first car was bought with $1.
这故事很长，有机会再详谈啊。
And this is a long story, and if I have time, I'll tell more.
总之我就发觉到说，我的生活就是被神加添照顾，机会就常常赐给我这样子。
And I found that every aspect of my life, God was watching over me and taking care of me.
所以您在寻求食物吗？
And are you looking for food?
我们要需要求神赐给我们好机会啊。
We have to ask God to give us good opportunity.
再来耶稣继续这样说啊。
And later, Jesus continued to say,
小子，你们有吃的没有？
He asked them, haven't you had any fish?
我们来读21章的第四节、第五节。
Let's study John chapter 21, verse 4 and 5.
21章第四节、第五节。
John chapter 21, verse 4 and 5.
请念。
Verse 4, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Verse 5, he called out to them, Friends, haven't you had any fish? No, they answered.
耶稣真的很关心我们的生活。
Lord Jesus cares a lot, greatly over our lives.
很关心我们到底有没有吃的。
He cares that if we had any food to eat.
我们可以想想看，那时候是一大早啊。
And we can think about this is very early in the morning.
那时候是门徒最累的时候，已经劳累一个晚上了。
This is when the disciples were the most tired. They had worked all night.
最失望的时候，因为一个晚上打不到什么东西啊。
And they had lost hope because the entire night they caught nothing.
有时候你会觉得，当你最难过、最失望、最无助的时候，耶稣不晓得在哪里啊。
And in times of where we lose hope, we wonder where Lord Jesus is.
可是圣经上讲说，耶稣一大早就在岸上啊。
But the Bible tells us that in the very early morning, Lord Jesus is on the shore.
我们背对着耶稣，我们根本不晓得耶稣一大早就在岸上了。
Our backs are toward Lord Jesus, but Lord Jesus is waiting for us on the shore.
我在想1985年，我是我最辛苦的一段时间呢。耶稣也常常在我生命旁边，只是我不知道而已啊。
And in 1985 was the most difficult time in my life, but Lord Jesus was right next to me. I just did not know it.
一大早就在那里，他很关怀。
And very early in the morning, he was there caring for me.
你知道他手上拿着是什么吗？
You know what he was carrying in his hands?
我们等一下读就知道，他手上拿着是鱼跟面包啊。
We later on find out that he was carrying fish and bread.
他问你有没有吃的，不是说他空手来，他事实上是准备东西来的。你有没有吃的？我有啦。
And he asked, "Haven't you had any fish?" He does not come empty-handed, but he has already prepared food for us.
所以圣经上一直跟我们讲，我们真的不用太担心，我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And the Bible has told us that we truly do not have to worry what we have to eat, where.
生命是胜于饮食的。
And
life is better than body, 对不对？
And life is better than body.
生命胜于饮食，身体是胜于对不起我，对。Life is better than food. Life is more than food. 生命是胜于饮食的，身体是胜于衣裳的。
And life is better than
body is better than clothing, 是不是？看一下好不好？马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
第六章25节，请你念。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Verse 25, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life more important to food? Is body more important to clothes?
Oh, it's more important, huh? 所以我们都知道，这些神都会提供给我们的。
And we know that this is all provided by God.
主耶稣不是空口谈一谈，圣经上很多伟人的例子啊，给我们做见证啊。
And these are not empty words from Lord Jesus, but there are many examples that give testimony.
以利亚生活在三年半饥荒的一个时间。
And Elijah was in he lived in 3.5 years of famine.
很多人饿死。
Many people died from hunger.
但是呢，神照顾属于他的人。
But God protects those that belong to him.
把他带到基利西旁。
And he brought Elijah to the Cherith Ravine.
一天呢，用乌鸦喂他两次。
And twice a day, a crow fed him.
我在想说，主啊，为什么你只有一天喂他两次而已啊？
And I was thinking, why did The Lord feed him only twice a day.
因为一般人一天大概都吃三餐嘛。
Because most people eat three times a day.
我想说，哦，神大概要以利亚一天进食一餐呢。
And I was thinking probably the Lord wanted Elijah to fast one meal.
你只要专心依靠神，神会照顾你的生活。
And as long as you concentrate on relying on the Lord will take care of our lives.
因为神用乌鸦来喂他。
And the Lord will use crows to feed him.
那个挪亚哦，跟鸟类哦，大概生活一年之久啊。
And Noah was probably living among birds for about a year.
你知道他第一只鸟拿出去试验，找看看那个地上水退了没有，找谁吗？找哪一种鸟吗？
And when Noah was choosing which bird to send out to find land, which type of bird did he first find?
他跟鸟一年在一起，应该对鸟有一点认识才对啊。
And he spent the whole year with birds. He probably understood birds rather well.
他找乌鸦了。
And he first looked for a crow.
所以乌鸦大概是所有鸟类当中。 相当聪明动物之中的一种了。
And the crow is probably one of the more intelligent animals we see.
有一次我看到一个电视报道啊。
And I was looking, I saw something on TV.
他说那个乌鸦会钓鱼啊。
And the television program said the crow is able to fish.
那是真的，我自己亲眼看到。And
it's true, I saw it with my own eyes.
那怎么钓鱼呢？
And how did the crow fish?
他说有人住在类似南北极那种地方哦，他们。 在冰上挖个洞，然后呢，就棍子横在上面，然后就一个饵就下去钓鱼了。And
in the northern areas, people in the extreme north and southern areas, people people would use a fishing pole to fish.
结果呢，早上一来就发现到这个鱼都被吃光了。But
in the morning when they were fishing, they found out all the fish were all gone.
他就用一个 hidden camera， 用一个照相机去看看到底谁来偷吃鱼啊。And
they used a hidden camera to see who was stealing their fish.
我发觉到是乌鸦。And
they found out it was the crows.
那乌鸦很厉害，它可以把那个线哦，用嘴它用它的嘴巴去把线叼起来，然后踏在它的脚下面了。And
the crows are very intelligent. They can use the fishing line and pull the line to catch the fish to their feet.
然后呢，就一点一点这样子。 钓一点，踏一点，钓一点，踏一点，后来就把鱼给捕上来了。And
little by little, they would use their feet and their mouth to pull the line and to catch the fish.
最聪明的鸟出去应该可以让挪亚知道说这个水有没有退到才对啊。And
the most intelligent bird should be able to find land to see if the water has receded.
结果乌鸦一出去就不回头了。But
once the crow flew out, he didn't come back.
因为遍地可能充满了尸体啊。And 因为洪水刚过嘛，哦。
天遍地可能都是一些 dead body 啊。And perhaps there are dead bodies all over the land because of the flood.
乌鸦贪吃，它就不愿意回到这个方舟里面来呀。And
because the crow found food to eat, he did not return.
那神却派乌鸦来喂以利亚啊，以利亚。But
yet God used the same crow, the same type of bird to feed Elijah.
不可能的，这种贪吃的东西竟然可以喂人类。And
how could a bird that is so greedy feed man?
告诉我们真的，我们不用。 担心吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。And
this is truly telling us that we do not have to worry what we're going to drink, to eat, or to wear.
后来溪水干了。And
the creek ran dry.
神又叫他到撒勒华寡妇那边去被养活。And
God told him to go to the widow of Zarephath to live.
看到一个妇人捡柴。And
he saw a widow picking up branches.
就跟他讲说，你先做个饼给我吃啊。And
Elijah told her to first make bread for me to eat.
忽然说，哎呦，拜托，我只有一点点面，一点点油，哎，我做了之后，我跟我儿子吃了就等死啊！我先做给你吃，怎么可以呢？And
the widow said that I only have a little bit of flour and oil to feed the last meal for myself and my son.
以利亚很有信心，你先就做给我吃啊。And
Elijah, full of faith, said, first. Make some bread for me.
神真的会照顾你啊。And
God will take care of you.
这个事情就这样成全了。And
truly, this is what happened.
油跟面呢，倒不完，用不完呢。And
the oil and the flour were did not stop flowing.
我们找食物吗？
And are we looking for food to eat?
耶稣说，你有吃的没有？
Lord Jesus has asked us, do we have food to eat?
耶稣基督真的关心我们的生活了。Lord
Jesus Christ truly cares for our lives.
他真的会照顾我们的生活了。
He'll truly, take care of us.
所以我们要关心，但是不要担心。
So we also have to care, but let us not worry.
啊，不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry for tomorrow.
因为像诗歌所说的。
Like the psalm has said.
我不知道明天，我不知道明天发生什么事情。
I do not know what tomorrow will bring.
但是我知道是谁牵着我的手。
But I know who holds my hand.
主耶稣会帮助。Lord
Jesus will help us.
我们继续读下去。Let's
continue.
啊，第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
21章第六节。
Chapter 21, verse 6. Verse 6, he said, Throw your net out on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
我们跳过来读11节。
Let's skip to verse 11. Verse 11. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn.
耶稣基督跟他们讲说,
and Lord Jesus Christ said, cast out your net on the right side.
这个时候听得到声音哦，应该是很靠近岸边呐。
And for him to be able to hear Lord Jesus' voice, they're probably very close to the shore.
诸位捕鱼专家不晓得岸边有没有大鱼，靠近岸边到底有没有大鱼啊。
And for those who are experienced in fishing, I do not know if there are large fish near the shore.
我一年两次到夏威夷去。
And twice a year, I would go to Hawaii.
除了这一次之外，我每一年去大概都会去Hanauma Bay，因为我很喜欢潜泳，snorkeling，那里海底世界很好看。
And I would always go to Hanauma Bay to go snorkeling because it's very beautiful.
今年没去了，这个太忙了。不能说太忙，今年没去了。But
this year, I was unable to go.
那去年呢，有一次我遇到一个local，他跟我讲说，因为我从来没有到外海去啊。 他说这有个捷径，你循着这一个捷径，然后趁着浪来，然后呢你就出去，因为那里有一个捷径，那我就他说跟着他，我就跟着他到比较 Hanauma Bay 比较 外海的地方去了。And
there was a local there who told me that if you follow this
捷径就是有一个 shortcut，
there's shortcut that
比较深的海那边去。The
shortcut that will lead to deeper oceans。
哎，我去到那里的鱼跟那个岸边的鱼真的不太一样啊。And
I found out that the fish in the deeper oceans are truly different from those in the shallow water.
哎，这个至少在岸边呢，我找不到乌龟啊。他们说有乌龟，我一直找不到。And
in the shallow water, the people have said there are turtles, but I can never find any.
啊，我到比较深的地方去，哦，一直是乌龟跑过来了。And
in the deeper waters, the turtles would come to me.
实在是哦，他们说不能抓，也不能打了，不能做什么了，不能捕了。
And they have said that you are unable to catch the turtles.
但是哦，我看它一直从水里面一直下来，一直往我身上靠，没有办法，我就把它再压下去啊。But
I saw the turtles are always drawing closer to me, and I couldn't do anything, so I pushed the turtles down.
这比较深的地方鱼真的比较大。And
truly, in deeper waters,
我自己以为是这样子了。The
deep in deeper waters, fish are bigger.
但是为什么在岸边他们都可以捕到153条大鱼呢？
But how is it that near the shore, they are still able to catch
153
fish. And it's truly that Lord Jesus has turned the impossible into possible.
153条大鱼,
that
153 fish.
And I was thinking in my head, how big are these fish?
大家有没有捕过那个 blue fish, 有没有?
Have we tried catching a blue fish?
加利利海不晓得有没有 blue fish, 我不知道。
I don't know if there are blue fish around here.
加利利海呢?
Or in the Sea of Galilee.
那个大鱼不晓什么大鱼 ，blue fish 很大的
，and blue fish are rather big.
那153条大鱼真的，我说网不破，真的是神迹啊。And
for 153 fish for the net not to break, it is truly a miracle.
我在想，如果我是彼得，捕了一个夜一个晚上捕不到鱼，终于我捕到153条大鱼，如果网又破了，我真的会气死恨死，真的。And
for Peter, if I were to spend an entire night not to catch anything, and all of a sudden catch 153 fish, but for the net to break, I would be very mad.
这个比没有捕到鱼哦更令人失望啊。And
to catch this fish and to see them go is very disappointing.
所以真的，我们有主耶稣指点我们，帮助我们哈。主耶稣的祝福真的很实际，我没有想到的都可能成全了。And
now that we have Lord Jesus Christ helping us and guiding us, even those things that are impossible. They can be made possible.
那主耶稣所祝福的，主耶稣一开始工作哦，不会不完成那个工作，主耶稣会把它完成了。When he started, he will end it. 不可能就是把你晾在那里，把你晾在那里，让你很难过啊。And
Lord, if whatever Lord Jesus will start, he will also complete. He will not let us be hanging out there to dry.
所以耶稣会保守我们所得的。And
Lord Jesus will keep the things that he has given us.
真的是有时候神赐给人机会，他得很多，但是如果那个人不蒙神保守的话，有时候真的会很难过啊。And
Lord Jesus truly gives us a lot, and if we lose the things that Lord Jesus has given us, it is very disappointing.
圣经上讲说，人可以警醒看守啊，但是如果不是神保守，人就枉然警醒啊。
And the Bible has told us that we can we can stay alert and watch, but if it were not for God, we'd be watching in vain.
所以我们要求神说保守我们的身体，然后这个身体哦。
And we have often said to watch our own bodies.
求主耶稣保守我们的健康啊。
And we ask Lord Jesus to keep our health.
如果你赚了全世界。
And even if we gain the world,
但是你身体不好，没有办法享受你所赚的，有什么意义呢？
And, but we do not have good health and are unable to use what we have gained. What is the purpose?
所以求主让我们这个肉体也没有什么破洞啊。
Let's ask Lord Jesus to not have any weaknesses in our body.
也求主是保守我们的灵魂。
And also, let's ask Lord Jesus to keep our spirit and our soul.
很多人赚了全世界，或者到说自己灵魂没有了，他最后也是觉得很虚空，什么都没有。
And many people have gained the entire world but have lost their soul, and in the end they feel very empty.
我们也求主耶稣保守我们的儿女啊。
Let's ask Lord Jesus to also keep watch over our children.
我常常看到很多老人家哦，他们的确是在世上赚了不少啊。
And I have seen many elderly people, and they have made a lot in the world.
但是他们心中就觉得有，他们生命有个破洞，就是儿女就是他们生命的破洞。
And they have a weakness in their life and as their children.
常常为儿女呢感到心中没有办法满足啊。
And that they see their children and they are unsatisfied.
所以有主耶稣的关怀，我们就能够得到保守。
And to have the protection of Lord Jesus will receive his care.
耶稣说，小子们，你们有吃的没有？
And he has asked them, friends, haven't you had any fish?
关怀我们的生活。
He truly cares for our lives.
最后耶稣说，来吃早餐。
And lastly, he said, come and have breakfast.
我们来看21章的第9节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 9.
21章第9节。
Chapter 21, verse 9.
他们上了岸，就，请你念。
Verse 9, when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals. There was fish on it and some of bread.
第10节。
Verse 10, Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught.
们这个早上哦，可能微风吹来，又打了一整夜的雨哦，又累，可能有一点凉哦，说不定有点冷啊。
And right now the disciples they have caught fish the entire night, and it was the morning. Perhaps it was cold.
这个时候如果能够吃到热热的鱼哈，最舒服了。如果冷的鱼哦，还不怎么舒服哦。
And to be able to eat some just cooked fish is probably very comforting.
那时候有炭火，耶稣把他带来的鱼跟饼呢，统统在那边烤啊，在微风、在寒冷当中，热热的，真贴心啊。
And for them to have a fire of burning coals and to have just cooked fish, it must be very satisfying.
主耶稣真的很爱我们。
And Lord Jesus truly cares, loves us.
但是耶稣基督说哈，拿几条鱼过来啊。
And Lord Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们蒙祝福的时候
，And what brothers and sisters, when we have received our blessings,
我们不要忘了主耶稣的这一句话。
Let's not forget these words from Lord Jesus.
拿几条鱼过来。
To also bring some of the fish you have just caught.
如果我们真的把我们有的奉献给神十分之一啊。
And if we truly are able to give 10% of what the Lord has given us.
第一，这代表承认主权，承认这个是神赐给我的。
And first, it is to acknowledge that God is Lord, and this is what God has given to us.
承认我的身体健康，我的机会，我这一切，我的可以得到这么多，都是神赐给我的。
That from my health to the opportunities that God has given to us, this all comes from God.
我们来看历代志上的二十九章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
历代志上二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 29.
十一节。
Chapter verse 11.
历代志上二十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 29.
十一节。
Verse 11.
读到十四节。
From verse 11 to verse 14.
我来读啊，二十九章十一节。
Chapter 29 verse 11.
神啊，尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛、威严，都是你的；凡天上地下的，都是你的。国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。十二节。
Verse 12.
丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛，都出于你。十三节。
Verse 13.
我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你，赞美你荣耀之名。十四节。
Verse 14.
我算什么？我的名算什么？ 竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。这边大卫在颂赞万物都是神的，他是伟大的，天上地下都是神的。
And here, David praises the Lord that all things are God, that everything in heaven and earth.
所以我们只是我们，你给我们一百五十三条，我只把十五条点三哈，一十五点三条，我只把一些拿回去还给你罢了。
And for us to catch 153 fish, and for us to return 15.3 fish, it does not seem like much.
所以我们要有这种承认主权的态度啊。
So we have to have this attitude of understanding the Lord is, that God is Lord over all.
在圣经上就是鼓励我们要甘心奉献哦。
And the Bible encourages us to give,
如果我们给这个一些鱼给耶稣基督啊，心不甘情不愿呢、啊，这个没有意义的。
And for us, and if we were to give back these fish with a unwillingly, this does not please God.
我们来看哥林多后书八章十二节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
请念。
Verse 12, for if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
我们所奉献的都是照我们所有的，不是照我们所没有的。
And what we give is according to what we have, not according to what we do not have.
但是出于乐意的心呢，必蒙悦纳。
And we need a willing heart so our gift can be accepted.
如果不乐意，也许神不悦纳。
And if we are unwilling, then our gift perhaps God will not accept our gift. 其实
奉献的道理真是不太容易做。
And sometimes it's difficult for us to observe the commandments of giving.
如果我们赚十块钱，奉献一块钱，大概蛮简单的了。
And for us to earn $10 to give $1, it might be easy.
如果我们赚十万块钱哦，要奉献一万块钱哦，可能就要想一下，哇，一万块钱呢。
But if we were to earn $100,000 and for us to give $10,000, it might be more difficult.
但是神哦，体恤我们的软弱。
But God, He
showed the mercy on us. Huh?
He showed the mercy on our weaknesses.
他说这个事情呢，上面我们可以试试他一下。
And He said that according to, that on this matter we can test Him.
我们来看马拉基书的第三章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3.
我们什么事情都不可以试探神呢？
We cannot test God on anything.
这件事情是例外。
But except this.
我们来读第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
三章的第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
请念。
Verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing.That you will not have room, and you will not have room enough for it.
他说 ，Test me in this. 这件事情可以试试我一下，我是不是为你打开天上的窗户哦，来倾覆给你呢
？And he says in this verse to test him, test God, and see if God will not open the floodgates of heaven.
所以诸位同龄们，如果我们还没有养成这种奉献的习惯哈
，So if we do not have the habit of giving tithe,
小弟给您一个建议啦。
I'll give one suggestion.
就是一种建议哦，你试试看。
And that is to try it out.
你试三个月到六个月看看。
Try it out for 3 to 6 months.
看看你这三个月到六个月呢，跟以前没有奉献有什么不一样。
And see what difference there is between the life of giving and the life not of giving.
或者是如果你有两个工作。
Or if we have two occupations.
你一个工作奉献十分之一，一个工作不奉献，你试试看。
And to give the to give tithe on the salary for one.Job and not to do it for the other.
或者是你们家如果有两个 income,
or if you have two incomes in the family,
比如说夫妻通通在工作
if the both mother and father are working,
你一方先做做看
and to also to try it out in this matter.
我觉得哦，神真的很慈爱，不会令我们失望的
and I believe that God is loving and He will not cause us to be disappointed.
你会觉得原来这个是福气的道理呀，这是祝福的道理呀
because this is the truth of blessing.
其实万物都是神的啦
and all things belong to God.
神不会跟我们要什么东西来给他吃的啦
God does not require anything for Him to depend on.
但是我们尊敬神，这是你的主权，我们甘心的爱神，把这个给你，其实神会更多给我们的。
And if we realize that everything belongs to God and what we're giving is giving back to God, God will
给我们更多了。
God will give us even more.
耶稣说拿几条来。
And Lord Jesus has said, bring me some of the fish.
请问耶稣是不是把这几条放进他的冰箱里面去了？如果有冰箱的话。
And let me ask you, did Lord Jesus keep these fish in his refrigerator?
没有啦，他把它拿来烤，烤完了不是给你吃。
But rather he took these fish to cook to give it back to the disciples.
把你拿来的烤，烤完给你吃，还加上自己的给你吃。
And he took these fish that the disciples gave him to cook them to give it back to the disciples to eat.
所以先给神，神会给我们更多。
So first we give to God, and God will repay us even more.
圣上有一个很奇妙的，要先给哦，先给哦，不是后给。
And the Bible is very strange where it says that we have to give first.
以利亚说，先给我做一个饼吧。
And Elijah has said, first, cook me some bread, bake me some bread.
这先给就是你先尊重神，你先尊重神，神。真的让你以后吃不完了，一点面一点一点点也用不完了。
And it is very important for us to give first to first observe God's obey God's commandments, and God will repay us with so much that we will unable to use it all.
先给主，主给我们更多。
And first give to God, and God will repay us with more.
我们来看列王记上十章第十节。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 10.
列王记上十章第十节。
First Kings chapter 10 verse 10。
十章第十节。
First Kings chapter 10 verse 10。
列王记上432页旧约十章第十节。
First Kings chapter 10 verse 10。
十章第十节，我来念哈。于是示巴尼王将120他连得金子和宝石与极多的香料送给所罗门王。他送给王的香料以后，后来的不再有那么多了。那个示巴尼王哦，奉献很多给所罗门王了。
And here Queen Sheba gave many things to King Solomon.
那所罗门王就是一个和平的君王。
And King Solomon was a king of peace.
有时候预表着我们主耶稣，他也是和平的君呢。
Just like how Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
当我们先给这个和平的君，给我们主耶稣基督的时候，
And when we give to Lord Jesus,
先给哦，重点是先给哦。
And the important thing is to give first.
我们来看十三节，
Let's look at verse 13.
示巴尼王一切所要所求的，所罗门王都送给他，另外照自己的后裔馈送他。于是你王和他的臣仆。转回本国去了。你先给所罗门，给和平的君，你所要所求的，神都给你了，所罗门都给他了。
We see that Queen Sheba first gave King Solomon all this stuff, and later she received.
啊，然后
everything she asked.
不但如此呢，还照自己的后裔给他，给示巴尼王，他自己觉得好的，就给示巴尼王了。
And he also given her.Out of his royal bounty.
所以耶稣基督说，拿几条来。
So Lord Jesus said, bring some of the fish.
后来，然后他又说，来吃早餐。
And later on, he has also said, come and have breakfast.
弟兄姐妹，也许现在这个时候，我们应该讲来吃中餐了哦。
And perhaps right now we should say, come and have lunch.
耶稣基督真的很关心我们的生活。
Lord Jesus truly cares of our lives.
我们每个人都为生活在操心，在忙碌。
And many times we worry and we struggle in our lives.
找食物这是人之常情啊。
And to find food is something that we need to do.
人活着需要食物。
Because for us to live, we need food.
但是我们要记得，我们是天上真神的儿子。
But we have to understand that we are the children of the true God in heaven.
哪有天上的父亲不照顾自己的儿子呢？
Is there any father that would not take care of his children?
我们地上的父亲那么邪恶，都会照顾自己的孩子。
Even the most wicked fathers on earth will take care of their children.
神怎么不会照顾我们的生活呢？
Will God not take care of us also?
所以他问，要，我们要常常想起耶稣说的，你有吃的没有？
And we have to constantly think, Have you any food to eat?
啊，这是耶稣的关心啊。
Because this displays the care of Lord Jesus.
当他赐给我们好机会的时候。
And when he has given us good opportunity.
我们要记得，他也说拿几条鱼来。
We have to remember that he has also said, "Come, bring some of the fish you have caught."
他说来吃早餐。
And then also to come and have breakfast.
多温馨的一句话,
and it's a very, these are very compassionate words. Let's sing together.
421首,
let's sing hymn 421.